going on? You're listening to the Frotcast, coming at you not live from the internet. It's recorded. You get it. It is April 8th, 2026. I'm Vincent Mancini. I'm here, as always. You know him, you love him. He's the irregular regular, Mr. Matt Lieb.
Nothing going ya, lum 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 in my butt. What's up, everyone? How you doing? It's me.
Did that guy really get sued for saying
the real lyrics? Yes, he did. It is a real thing. I had to look it up multiple times because I said, no, that can't be real. No one would sue someone over a really funny joke. I was wrong. It is a real thing.
Was the suit because he said he made a joke by mistranslating the lyrics? Because according to him, the translation of that part was, oh my God, it's a lion, or something
Yeah. Look, it's a lion. Oh my God. Yeah. And yes, he got in trouble for that. But there's someone else here, and we got to introduce them.
Yeah. Third Mike, future NFL Hall of Famer, actual human giant, Brendan.
Eat my butt in the butthole, the mighty bedroom. The dirty bedroom. Mom licks my ass.
Yeah.
Oh, we're doing that.
Now yeah, we're doing that to your mom.
Turned it from fun to sad for me.
No, it's good for everyone but you. Even your mom likes it.
So who did he get sued? There's not like a sanctioning body for I'll read you African all about songs,
it.
Are there?
I have no idea what you're talking
about. Okay, so first we'll start with the clip. So a comedian whose name is, what's his fucking name? Jonasi. He's a African comedian. And he went on, so his full name is Learn More Jonasi.
African Morrissey?
Yes, he's African Morrissey. He's in a band called D Smeets. And he went on like Godfrey's podcast or something. And
The Smiths. I just got that.
Yeah, D Smeets.
Yeah.
And he did a joke. And I'll play you that joke just because it is it's literally not even a joke, like an onstage joke. It's a joke that he told. It's a bit he did on a podcast.
Yeah, podcast bit.
Yeah, and so here is that.
If we can be held liable for those,
dude, then literally no one is safe. It's the fucking, that would ruin our lives. okay, but here it is, right, almost there. I swear to God, I'm gonna fucking kill myself. I'm going to fucking kill myself. All right, here it is. This is the video of him talking about getting sued. It's very annoying. God damn it.
Isn't it amazing how hard it is to find fucking anything anymore?
Oh, my God. What the fuck? Why is it like this?
Where are you right now?
Oh, no, that's not it. Jesus fucking Christ. Okay, is this it? No, it's too long. Okay, no. Okay, here it is. Okay. Oh, it's loading. Nope. Oh, no, it's someone talking about it! I don't want someone... Okay, here it is. I think this is it. Here we go. All right, here we go. Thank fucking God.
Zimbabwe? That's Zulu. That's Zulu. South African.
Can you do that?
Yeah, I can do it.
Do it.
So you sing it like...
You were way off. All right.
What does it mean?
It means, look, there's a lion. Oh my God.
you're joking.
That's
that is not what that means. That is not what that means.
That's exactly what it means.
That's what it means. Look, there's a lion.
Oh my God.
Look, there's a lion. Oh my God.
It's a lion.
It's like a really, really funny bit. It's a good like podcast joke. It's great.
Yeah. So does it not mean that? Is that what the suit is?
And the suit is that it doesn't mean that exactly. It doesn't actually translate to, look, there's a lion. Oh my God. It's like, you know, it's something a little bit less funny. It's like, you know, look, There's a lion and everyone stands before him or something like that, you know, and he got right. But he's getting sued by the composer, I guess, of the song. I mean, I assume the song was written by Elton John.
Yeah, but I don't think Elton John knows Zulu.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Unless he's like way cooler than I thought.
That would be so sick if he just knew Zulu. No, but there's the composer is Lebo M, and he's suing this guy for $27 million.
What?
Yeah. Let's see. Lebo M, who composed and performed the original chant, claims the joke is a, quote, fabricated, trivializing distortion of the song's actual meaning, which is about honoring a king. The suit alleges defamation, trade libel, and damage to the song's cultural significance. Yeah, that is a real thing. And he was actually served with the suit on stage at the Laugh Factory this last month. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Whatever happened to Olivia Wilde getting... We were talking about this the other day. Remember when she got served with like divorce papers or something?
While she was in the middle
of a press conference?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. I don't know.
She has a new movie coming out. Yeah.
Good for her. You know?
Yeah.
Man, Weird Al better watch his ass.
Dude, shit.
I know. You know what the crazy thing about this is there's just zero... Like, listen, I don't have fucking... faith in our government about pretty much anything. I'm 100% sure that this is not going to end up with him winning $27 million.
Well, sure.
There's just no way. This is unwinnable.
Expecting money.
Yes, this is,
unless that guy's selling every theater in Africa.
I don't even think he's going to. He will even forget the money. He's not going to win this lawsuit. There's just no.
It's just cool that you can we can just all just do lawfare on each other.
It is crazy.
Time, as long as we have enough money.
Like, if you have enough money, you can just sue people.
Blackmail you into having to get a lawyer.
Right.
Basically.
Yeah. And all I can think is like, God, what a lucky break for this guy. Learn more Jonas-y, because this is just. Like he
wanted to learn more.
Yeah, he already had a viral clip with it. He already,
Now he's on the beneficial side of a Streisand effect.
100%. And like, this is now his name is in fucking Variety magazine. Like they're talking about this in the trades. This guy went from a podcast guest to someone who is probably going to be on even more podcasts.
Dude, yeah. And then what happens? What happens then? More money.
More money, probably.
More power. I don't know.
And then you finally get the women.
That's end goal.
End goal. You get to kill one woman. I'm just kidding. Everyone knows...
He gets to be in Variety for something other than getting dropped from his agency over defending Palestine, which is really like the peak of show business.
Honestly, it's crazy. If you can get in a trade paper without it being because you've been blacklisted for thinking that children are people, then more power to you. That's what I say. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Anything in the news?
What's in the news?
Anything happened?
Why don't you leave the news to me?
Anything happened in the last 2 weeks while we weren't podcast? You were in Canada though.
I was in Vancouver.
Yeah.
And
how was that,
dude?
Cheating on us.
First of all, I was cheating on you by going to Canada with my wife and child. it was, you know, guys. They got a really.
Did you do some Vancouving?
I did some Vancouving. It was very Vancouth. We went to the aquarium, we went to the science museum, and we went to a bunch of parks. It was fucking sick. My daughter loved it, and they got a really nice country there. I don't know if you guys know that. You guys know that about Canada?
It'd
be a shame if someone turned it into a fucking neoliberal nightmare. You know, the 51st state. Yeah, no, it is. It was beautiful. They got weird money. It's plastic, and there's birds on it.
Yeah, yeah. Gotta have birds on. Well, we have birds on our money, too. Just not...
We have one bird, And honestly, I'm a little bit tired of that motherfucker.
Eagles are on everything. Like, I like that they have a duck.
That's cool. They got a duck. They got a loon, I think.
They got a loon.
Well, I meant, that's what I meant. A loon's a type of duck, is it not?
I don't think so. Is a loon a type of duck?
I thought it was a type of duck.
Is a seagull a type of duck?
No.
Well, then I think a
loon's a grok.
Yeah. Hey, grok! Can you still ask grok stuff? No, you can't anymore.
All right. They're aquatic birds. I guess they're not technically ducks, but, you know.
Yeah, not every aquatic bird is a fucking duck, you idiot. You know. Why don't you leave the facts to me?
They belong to their own distinct order, Gaviforms.
The order of the loon. You know, because they do the hoo 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 sound.
Yeah. They don't quack, is what you're saying.
No, they do that.
They have other birds. Well, they have the Canada goose, I assume, on there.
Yeah,
right?
What it's called, like, named something like them. The chicken scorpion or some crazy fucking name where it's just like, it's just a goose, but it's mean, but it's like meaner than geese.
Yeah, that seems pretty standard for.
Yeah. I think it's like geese extra mean.
Every goose I've met.
Yeah.
It's like, nah, our gooses are fucking psychopaths.
This just happened to me yesterday. I was driving. There was geese in the road, two of them. One started to move off to the side. One was like just right in the middle of my lane.
Did he open his wings up? Like, come at me, bro.
I was going about 30, expecting it to move because I was like, he'll move by the time I get
there. He's got to.
He did not move, like, at all. Like, didn't look back at me. Didn't flex. He was just like, hey, I'm fucking walking here.
I mean, he was standing there.
Yeah, waddling.
Waddling, but I guess not across the road, but on the road.
On the road, right in the middle of my lane, didn't move. There's a car coming the other direction, so I had to like really slow down and swerve at the last minute to miss it.
Did you try honking?
You know, that is their love language.
That's how they talk. Like, they honk, so if it heard a honk, it might have honked back.
Could be.
Yeah.
I didn't try it. I didn't have enough time.
That's crazy that you didn't try it.
Well, it was like too late because I was like, I'm going to hit it and it'll move or I'm going to hit it. And then, you know, I chickened out at the last minute.
You lost a game of chicken to a goose?
That's right.
Dude, crazy. No. That's crazy.
Imagine if we played ducks and drakes.
Do you guys really?
A lot of games named after birds.
I know a lot of people make jokes about their ability to beat up animals.
Mm.
But truly, if one of these gooses went after you the way you see in the videos, aren't you beyond 100% certain that you could beat it up?
I think I would win in a fight to the death. Like, I think I would be able to kill it, but
easily,
I would be worse for the wear. I will say.
How?
Like, cause they're big. They're really big and strong, and they have little, I think they have little claw like things on their wings.
It might get you, they'll scratch you a little bit with the talon, but it won't even be able to reach me because I'll be busy using centrifugal force to snap its neck.
Yeah, I mean, if you can grab that neck, but they're
easily
gonna be snapping at you.
If he's snapping at me, I grab the neck.
Sure, I just think you're going to take a couple of wounds on the way in.
Big deal. You see too many videos of people running away, and I'm like, guys, you'll never get a chance like this again.
Stand your ground.
Stand your ground against these fucking, like, terrorist birds.
Mm-hmm.
So easy to kill. I just am certain
just
of it.
Just squawking after you about whether you condemn Hamas.
Yeah, just squawking, asking if I condemn Hamas, asking me free Palestine from what. And then I would just be like, from you, bitch. And then I just swing it around until its neck snaps.
Yeah.
I don't see losing.
I don't know if you can wring a goose's neck as easy as you can other birds, because they have a lot of muscles in those necks. Like,
not enough.
I don't know.
Not enough.
I mean, they're definitely a lot thicker than, say, a chicken or something.
Yeah.
I just feel like everyone is being a pussy when it comes to these birds. I've not heard a single person, and I've asked this of everyone I've seen for the last week. I've not heard a single person just give me a straight answer of, yes, obviously, of course, I could kill it easily. And I feel like everyone
I think I could kill it. I don't, but easily.
See,
is
you're hedging. You're hedging.
Yeah. I don't think it's easily. I think it's going to be a fight.
Easily.
Geese can sense that.
I would tie his neck into a knot and then pull.
The Bugs Bunny method.
Yes, exactly. Easy.
When you do that,
so
poop
many
squirts
ways
out of the cloaca.
There's so many ways to kill it.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. You're never going to get the chance to do it unless it attacks you. And you see these videos of people getting attacked by these birds, and I'm like, you know, not a jury in the world would convict you. You have a it's a free pass. Like, oh, mm-hmm. I wish a goose would. Don't you? Am I crazy? Am I the only one who really wants to kill
They're
one?
They're pretty cocky relative, you know, to their lack of
That's what I'm saying.
Weaponry.
Yeah, they kind of need to be taken down a peg.
That's what I think. That's
I think
what
they
I think.
Still are walking around thinking they're a Stegosaurus. And
100%. 100%.
They need to know.
They don't. And for that reason alone, I want to teach one a lesson.
Mm.
Honk at me, bitch. I'm walking here. Don't honk at me.
Yeah.
Honk if you want to die. I want to get a bumper sticker that has a goose on it that says honk if you want to die.
I am the one who honks.
I am the one who honks, yeah.
Uh-huh. Not you.
What's in the what's in the news?
Well, I guess civilization didn't get destroyed.
No, dude.
Last night. So
we
that
had
was
a ceasefire.
Nice.
That was
good. We had a ceasefire. Israel's only killed about 200 Lebanese and a journalist in a targeted strike since the ceasefire.
Oh, but, cool.
Yeah.
You didn't have a ceasefire with us. Yeah.
No, they did. I think they were both included. Like, Lebanon was supposedly included in the ceasefire. Israel was supposed to... They were supposedly included, but...
the last thing I read said... They did the whole like, well, we never said Lebanon.
Yeah, well, that's the excuse that they're going to trot out there, as if they're going to use that excuse in any legal framework. They won't, because no one will put them into a court to make them argue their case. So that's fun. You can actually murder people.
I did like our big soggy boy saying that it was totally illegal for Iran to use human shields on their nuclear reactors.
Yeah. Totally.
It's against the rules.
The rules.
Yeah, this is the latest from just today from real DJT. The United States will work closely with Iran, which we have determined has gone through what will be a very productive regime change.
I love this. This is the best. Yeah. I love this.
The last I heard was like the Ayatollah Khamenei's son was in charge, except no one had seen him, and he might be dead, and also he's gay. Was like the last word I heard about like the leadership. Did I miss something there?
I mean, I don't know. All I know is Ayatollah Khamenei was killed, you know, at the beginning of this conflict.
Yeah.
And now they have this other guy named Ayatollah Khamenei. And
yeah.
And so everything just kind of worked out. It is just, this is, I love it because it's the same type of loser mentality that gets you to lie into a war. And Trump was just like, nah, now we're going to lie out of a war too.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
we
it's
did
not
it.
Like we couldn't
we changed
all see
the regime.
This coming. Yeah, like you can just say stuff. Like that's his whole thing.
Yeah.
There will be no.
I like how it's
sorry.
Just everything now. Like the entire apparatus of the American government is now just like the check this shit out tweet.
Yeah.
Like slide 1 foot out from under myself and fall over.
Yeah, it's not clear what kind of move I was trying to do.
Yeah.
There will be no enrichment of uranium. The United States will, working with Iran, dig up and remove all of the deeply buried, and then in parentheses, B-2 bombers, nuclear, in parentheses, dust.
Don't know.
What?
Huh?
We're gonna remove
the
deeply
dust?
Buried B-2 bombers. Oh, the B-2 bombers bombed them, which is why they're buried, I think is what he was saying there.
The B-2 bombers bombed Iran.
Yeah, we bombed their nuclear enrichment facility, but now they're going to work with it. We're going to work with them to dig up all of the nuclear dust
to get the
that
dust
was
out.
Created after. Yeah, you got to get the dust out, just like we say with your mother.
Trump 1 really does feel quaint.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I
know I'm like sane washing him, like trying to parse all that, but you know, like
yes.
what else do you do? You're trying to figure out what the fuck he said.
Right.
And it's very hard. It is now and has been under very extracting satellite surveillance, and in parentheses, Space Force. Nothing has been touched from the date of attack. We are and will be talking tariff and sanctions relief with Iran. Many of the 15 points have already been agreed to. Thank you for your attention to this matter.
Man, I've never, like, it is so crazy because from
Space Force,
from the beginning of this, I was just like, you know, the worst thing about going to war with like the United States and whatnot is that like the best you can hope for is, you know, to have a bunch of your people killed, and for them to just eventually get tired and leave.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like there's no winning. Somehow Trump found a way to actually lose the war on Iran. Like the fact that we are now talking sanctions relief is crazy.
Well, it's like he can say anything now because there was no plan going in. It's not like they didn't say like, here's why we're going in. It's so we can do XYZ. It was just like, yeah, we're going to fucking do this. So of course now, like at that point you can declare mission accomplished for anything.
Because you don't know what the mission is.
Yeah.
Just, that's 4D chess, baby.
Yeah, exactly. So you just make up what the mission is and say you accomplished that, you know, after the fact. I don't want
to
use
that to like. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
I say I don't want to use the word genius, because it's like the opposite of that. But it's almost like it's like it's a genius in a way, to be that transparently bad at doing war. But
he's constantly like the Mr. Burns thing, where like one of his.
Mm-hmm.
Like his maladies are all trying to get in through the door at the same time, and they somehow
the Three Stooges effect.
Yeah, they're somehow canceling each other out. Like it happens constantly.
Right.
And it's like I feel like since the ceasefire happened, or whatever you want to call it, since there don't actually seem to be ceasing fire and whatnot, but it seems like the line has been like, oh, he didn't even. You know, he said he was going to do this and he did that, or like he didn't even get what he wanted out of this. Like, it's like we can't stop doing the catch him in a hypocrisy.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Where it's like, oh, he did all this. And like, what did
it's still, everyone's still doing it. I mean, I get it because I do it too.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
So easy. Like, yeah, it's like a reflex because it's like,
I tend to notice when I do it. And a lot of people seem to be like, well, can you believe this?
It's crazy because it's,
said this.
Because it's like, you need to, on the one hand, it's like you're dealing with the reality of the situation, which he does say things he wants to do, and then fails to do them and says, no, we did these things that I wanted to do, and changes the list completely. And so it's impossible to not go, hey, I noticed that. But it's also a, you know, completely futile exercise.
Yeah.
You know,
well, it's just like we can't. I don't know. It's the taco thing. It's like that. Oh, Trump always chickens out. He chickened out again. And it's like. Okay, yeah, but like this is, I want him to chicken out in this way. Like, I would rather him, you know, if it's called chickening out to like not bomb 200 more schoolgirls, like that's good.
That's
like,
good.
I want to push him in that direction, not like goad him to do something crazier personally. But
100%. And it is, it is, anyone who's doing the like taco Trump thing to me, I'm just like, well, you're a psychopath and you should die. Like, you don't deserve to breathe anymore because you're someone who's just like, oh, what are you going to do? Start World War III? And it's just like, you're evil and need to be put down like a dog, you know?
Yeah. And then, you know, and this was like, I don't know, 12 hours after he threatened to destroy all civilization.
Literally was like, I will genocide you. I don't want to do it, but I can and I will. Bye. But I don't want to. I won't cry.
He was
cry.
Like doing Borat with more asides. You know,
literally.
Like, oh.
He was just like, yes, I will bomb you until not a single lizard will live there. Like he was straight up doing it.
George W. Bush will personally drink your blood.
Yeah.
So he was doing that. And I mean, there was freaking out, but it just didn't. It seems like he's every bit like a senile psychopath who is threatening to do war crimes like on a daily basis. And it just doesn't seem like it's generating the level of pushback that you would think would be happening.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what kind of pushback from who?
Well,
I mean, certainly not from the government.
I do have Barack Obama's last tweet. Keep in mind, like we said, the last 2 days were Trump threatening to bomb Iran back into the Stone Age.
Was straight up threatening to be like, I'm literally going to kill every man, woman, and child
in Iran.
I'm going to
kill every man, woman, and child. I'm going to destroy all of the priceless
I will
artifacts.
End the civilization tonight. Is
not
I think,
only that, yeah, like any history that you have, and you know, like it's obviously there's a lot of, like we talked shit about the Taliban when they bombed the Buddha statues.
Right.
Rightly so, but... And then Trump just like threatens to do things like that,
right?
Basically, every
and
day
does you know they
yeah,
bombed
kind of does
the oldest synagogue in Iran. It was like a fucking 1,000 years old or some crazy shit in Tehran was bombed by the United States. They literally bombed the synagogue in Tehran. It's fucking crazy.
So like all this stuff's happening, and you'd think like okay, there's. Maybe even if we write off like every Republican representative and senator, you'd think like surely there's like people in government that are, you know, capable of saying this is a bad idea. It just doesn't. You know, so
no.
Barack Obama's last
Wrong.
His last tweet was 2 days ago. Congratulations to Coach Dusty May, Elliot Cadeau, and University of Michigan basketball on winning their first title since 1989. Mm. This team dominated the tournament from start to finish. Well deserved. Go Blue.
He's put in his work, man. He just wants to chill out and Magic Johnson tweet.
That's exactly right. Barack Obama doesn't owe you anything.
Yeah. I'm not asking for emotional labor, but I don't know. One tweet
mean,
to say it's bad. Like,
yeah, leadership.
To say maybe you shouldn't bomb civilization, like
sure.
Destroy a civilization. That seems like a bad idea. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just feel like I'm going crazy constantly.
Yeah, it is. There's just no leadership when it comes to this shit. Like, because of the fact that both parties are implicated in the wanting war with Iran.
So it's twofold. It's like we can't stop doing the I caught you in hypocrisy thing. Mm-hmm. And we also can't stop doing the ooh, if I call him out on this, someone will accuse me of doing hypocrisy. Like
and I can't have that.
And it's like, if this guy has not
proven,
because
that works on me.
Like, why does that work on? Like, you're letting it work on you when it clearly like
it doesn't work on him.
It doesn't work on him
or anyone in the right wing.
Anyone who has power right now.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't matter. Like,
right.
At what point do you realize that it doesn't matter? They're doing that. Not only do they do that to themselves to like self censor.
Yeah,
it's like they do that to anyone on the left who is not sufficiently, I don't know, tamed or
right.
Like the whole thing with like they've spent like a week like complaining about Hassan Piker, and I'm like, I don't, I don't fucking care, man. Yeah. Like, I don't give a fuck what like a popular you said you wanted a Joe Rogan of the left, and then. All you do is complain that I don't know what the fuck he said that they're supposedly mad about. I don't think anyone does.
You
no
said
one cares.
America.
Like,
you said
the message that no one gives a fuck what anyone said online.
Right.
5 weeks ago, we can't even find shit that our algorithm fed us yesterday.
Right.
Because search is broken.
Yeah, like, literally cannot find shit. It is crazy. But yeah, no, they Hassan. The one they always bring up is when he said. America deserved 9/11, and they're like, can you believe it? And it's just like, we deserve so much worse than 9/11. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah,
that's not
he's not saying like the individual like dead firemen deserve 9/11,
right? It's like, not yes, this isn't fucking like the you know, Westboro Baptist Church, or it's like God loves when 9/11 happens,
yeah,
or whatnot. It's
I'm
like,
so glad Pete Davidson's dad is dead.
Right. It's like, no, what do we deserve is the question. And it's like, oh my God, do we deserve so many 9/11s? All we do is do 9/11s. It's like the idea that the concept of blowback is something that no one has processed for like this is for the last 2 years, everyone has just pretended that we've all memory holed the war on terror, right? So we can just reuse the same bullshit.
All of the Cold War, like so many other things.
But it's crazy because everyone's like, no, we haven't. That's why when Trump, you know, is like, I'm invading Iran, you have people like, you know, his sycophants like Tucker Carlson or like Alex Jones are sitting there going, no. I have not memory holed the 9/11 stuff. I still not only whether or not they believe any of the shit that they say, they understand that their audience does. Their audience is like, wait, I thought we were against doing stupid wars that don't put America
first. I
don't
care whether they believe it or not. It's just like it says something when like the de facto like state mouthpiece was like, no, I'm not.
Yeah, right.
Not on board with this thing.
Exactly.
Even I think this is a stupid idea.
So then the only people,
or even I assume that my audience thinks this is a stupid idea.
So
whatever.
So what ends up happening is the only people that like never Trump, you know, Republicans who are just, you know, the or Democrats, centrist Democrats, the only people that they expect to have memory hold the war on terror is like liberals and leftists.
Yeah.
So it's like, wait, okay, so just to be clear, you want the right to have the freedom to be anti-war. But you want the left to all shut their mouths and just go along with whatever war on terror rhetoric you're going to use to manufacture consent.
Yeah.
That's you guys are bad and represent nobody.
Yeah.
What's the point of you?
The new thing is there. It looks like I've seen a couple stories where it seems like they're trying to seed this story that J.D. Vance was like the respectable, conscientious objector to the Iran.
That's
Iran
right.
Thing.
Yes.
That Times article is so funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's
J.D. Vance was the lone, handsome, dissenting voice.
Yeah.
He had some misgivings. You know.
Yeah.
He was like,
yeah.
That's his entire persona. Is just a guy like three rows back who goes,
Yeah. I love when they do a profile of him and it's just like J.D. Vance walked into the Oval Office thick-dickedly and he smiled his beautiful smile and said, I'm a scared of a one war.
Can you play the clip of it? So he's in Hungary right now, which is perfect.
Like, I love it.
He's in Hungary.
Talking to Orbán's
that election
people.
Hasn't happened yet, right? Because it's going to be really funny if Orbán loses that because J.D. Vance was there.
Oh, that would be great. That would be great. Well, here he is. He's,
He's on stage at a Viktor Orbán rally.
Yeah, and here, I'll just play it.
I actually had a special guest that asked that I give him a phone call, and we'll see. Let's hope he actually answers. So this is going to be very embarrassing.
He can't be this stupid.
He sandbagged himself.
Oh, he did.
I hope this works, or this is going to be very embarrassing.
Yeah.
There's no part of you that...
I'm going to shoot this basketball and hope that I don't slip on a banana peel and have my pants fall down.
I'm going to step on this rake, and if all goes according to plan, I will dodge it immediately and do
a
flip.
There is a chance.
Now, you might be thinking, this seems like a pretty obvious scenario in which you will get hit in the face with it. Well, let's find out together, shall we?
All right.
I'm sorry. The person you were trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Okay. Try one more time.
It didn't. Let the record show it did not ring.
It didn't ring.
It didn't even ring.
Did not even ring. This motherfucker got a Google fucking voicemail box. Oh, now he's taking it off speaker.
I get a good signal here.
This is very compelling.
I have a good signal. There is no reason why this phone call would not go through.
Oh, my
God.
How many people are in this room?
By the way,
there are thousands.
Thousands of people. And also, there's people behind him, and you can see their faces, and they're all going, oh, my God.
It's progress.
This is so embarrassing. This is so embarrassing. And no, he turns it off. That's it. That's it.
He never got it. He never got it to ring.
Oh, man. Man, oh, man. I love it. You know, this is the thing. Let the, you know, Times and all the Never Trump Republicans try to boost J.D. Vance.
Yeah.
Let
good
him,
luck. Have fun.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Let him go to. I love watching J.D. Vance on a campaign trail. This fucking guy, just the gooberest goober.
That's like something
guy.
I would do where like I interviewed someone like 4 years ago and be like, check it out, dude. I still got Jack Black's phone number in my cell phone. Let's call him.
Oh, Never mind.
He must have changed his number.
We're still friends, but wait, did you really have Jack Black's phone number though?
No, I don't. No, not his. I have a couple random celebrities in my phone because of interviews, but I don't remember.
Yo, tell me who they are though. I have Flesh and Bones phone number.
From
Bone Thugs and Harmony. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the video of Lindsey Graham after he heard about the ceasefire?
No. Was he mad? Was this before or after he went to Disneyland as a 70-some-year-old bachelor?
Yeah, I think it was after. It looks like he's not there. So this is him upon hearing the news. Here it is.
What is that?
That was a pig crying.
That's how pigs cry? Aww.
Yeah. It was actually a pig being held. It's a giant pig and being pet. And
they fucking hate it. We had a potbelly pig very briefly in college. They do not enjoy most things, pigs.
It's crazy to not enjoy being pet.
Yeah.
I mean,
you don't train them like a dog, that's for sure.
It's too bad.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's that sound.
I mean, you would think like when you're bombing a country and that country's response is to constantly call your president a pedophile, like, you know, which, you know, all of those dunks are landing because they're, you know, at this point supported by evidence, that if you are one of that guy's like main mouthpieces, that you would not go to Disneyland as a 70-year-old bachelor, like just to sort of, I don't know, try and make people not think about that.
Yeah.
It's a weird choice.
I always make this mistake where I'm like, I'm going to, you know, play a funny video on Twitter, and then I go on Twitter and it's just like titties, 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 titties.
Sounds like that's better than what most people see.
Yeah.
I guess so. Oh, pussy, 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 and titties.
Matt, I have a good clip of
pussy and bio.
Trump talking about his gay orgy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Trump was in a gay orgy?
Yeah, he's describing it. Yeah, you got to check it out.
Okay. All right. Here's.
Don't watch the porn that comes on after because it'll just grind the podcast to a halt again.
Okay. Telling everyone how impressive my first gay bareback orgy was.
They came in so fast and so hard, and these guys knew exactly what to do. Let's go. Come on. Get in. Let's go. Pwah. They came one right after another. Not at the same time. They don't want to come at the same time. They had to come right after each other. They didn't.
He is the king of perfect onomatopoeias, by the way.
He doesn't know very many words, but he's got a lot of sounds. That's what you do when you don't know a lot of words.
He can invent a sound. It is truly, truly wonderful to see. Did you guys see the video of, you know, Mark Platt's the Hollywood producer? He has two sons, Ben Platt, who's Dear Evan Hansen, and Jonah Platt. Yes.
Dear Evan Hansen, yeah.
So Jonah Platt is like pro-Israel psychopath.
I'm 0-3 on that.
Okay, so Mark
Dear Evan Hansen was about, I believe, I can't remember if he was on the spectrum. He had some.
He was like autistic or something.
He did some terrible thing to like another kid at his school or something.
It's a musical.
Like
it's
a musical. And
starring Ben Platt.
Starring Ben Platt, who was the son of the producer. And then when they made the film, they cast Ben Platt
to play a high school kid.
Yeah, he's like 27 or
and he looks 38. And so he looks like shit.
Well, they tried to age him down by just giving him. They always
giving him big shirt,
giving him a stupid haircut.
Yeah,
and
bad haircut, stupid.
They're like,
shirt.
How do we make someone look like a kid? Oh, we just give him like a really stupid haircut.
Right, let's give him a giant lollipop. Yeah,
yeah, and it's very like Mexican sitcom coded.
Yes, exactly.
It doesn't, like the Simpsons bit where it's just like a guy with fake freckles licking a giant lollipop.
Ay, Dios mío. Yeah.
And it's a bad move because, at a basic level, a movie is a thing you want to keep watching.
Right, exactly.
That's why they cast, they usually cast people that are
fun to look at.
Yeah, fun to look at, much better looking than the real people that they're portraying.
So Ben Platt's dad is this Hollywood producer, Mark Platt, who is the Disney producer. He produced the Snow White with Rachel Zegler, the live action one. And Rachel Zegler wrote Free Palestine on a post, and literally he flew over to New York to chastise her for anti-Semitism. And it basically tried to destroy her career because she posted one time Free Palestine. Ben is, more on the I'm going to criticize Israel sometimes just so I don't get the smoke. But their son, Mark is the dad. Is the dad. His other son, Jonah, is a big pro-Israel booster. He has a podcast and all that stuff. He recently put out a video of himself just talking about Miss Rachel. And
they keep trying to make that happen. It's the rake thing. They're like, what if I just stomp on it harder?
Yeah. You know, the problem is I haven't been the one who tried to take down Miss Rachel.
Yeah. And People gotta know. What she says is not okay. When she says we shouldn't kill children.
What she's actually saying is Jews love to kill children. he makes a whole point about how I'll play you just a little bit of it.
Wanting kids to live isn't anti-Semitic. If you're already on Team Rachel or just not paying attention, you might not see anything wrong with that sentence. It's technically true. After all, wanting kids to live is not anti-Semitic. And yet those five words
If you're
the
same
do-
person who,
yeah.
who understands the meaning of words.
Yes. here's.
And yet those five words do an enormous amount of anti-Jew demonization.
Okay, so first and foremost, wanting kids to live isn't anti-Semitic is six words. So, we're off to a bad start. The second thing that you need to know about this video, and I'll put it in the chat for you, Brendan, because I just need you to, you don't even have to hear it. I just want you to look at Jonah Platt. Because
is he the one that had the eye?
His eye is literally filled with blood. So if you just
he's rocking a Biden.
He is rocking a straight blood eye, and he is talking about this, and it's so funny because
it looks like they got smushed too close together.
Yeah, well, there's
causes eye to bleed.
There's that too. His eyes look very close together.
His show is called Being Jewish.
Yeah, yes, it's called Being it's called Being Jewish with Jonah Platt, and so he wants us to pay attention to the content of this video. But anyone normal is like, why did you shoot this during while your eye is bleeding?
Why did you get a guy with a
Terminator eye,
a military style high and tight haircut, and an eye that's filled with blood
and one red eye?
we got the most regular looking person we could find to say this, who just happens to have one glowing red eye.
Motherfucker looks like he was half infected with the rage virus from 28 days later. And the rest of the video is just him trying to claim that it's anti-Semitic to say kids, not wanting kids to die isn't anti-Semitic, which is he's starting off with the point, he's starting off the wrong place in the timeline. Miss Rachel was saying kids should not die, and people were saying that's anti-Semitic. And so she would, in next sentence, would be like, wanting kids to not die is not anti-Semitic. And now Jonah Platt's going, wow, why'd you bring Jews into it? Which is fucking psychopath behavior. But I only bring this up because I had literally the best pun I have ever done in my life. I quote tweeted it and I wrote, blood libel. L'.
I know, yeah.
Eyeball.
Yep. Yeah.
Which is a joke about blood libel.
Yeah. Keep explaining it gets funnier.
But blood libel. After pressing send on this tweet, I walked outside and I held my head up high.
You did the Antonio Banderas meme where you bite your fist. Yeah.
Yes. No, it was like I just saw all my ops throwing down the sheet music like Salieri and just being like, I've never heard such beautiful music. Anyways, he's cool. Love Jonah Platt.
I mean, what does he look like most days?
He looks like that, but what with both eyes aren't filled. He like have no blood in them. They're just regular eyes.
It makes one wonder how long it would take for your eye to like unfilled
on
with blood.
On blood.
On blood. Mm-hmm.
It's a great question. I don't know the answer to it. What I do know is that like the take could have waited a week, right?
You had to do it. You'd think wanting kids to not die is actually anti-Semitic. Like that's evergreen.
Yeah, you can do that. You literally can do that whenever. In fact, this kind of felt like it was 3 months late. You. What's another week to let your eye heal? But he was just so excited. He's like, I already got the script.
Listen, I got this. I got the explanation. This is what's gonna sell it.
Yes,
I know it.
Yeah. Oh, finally, I'll get people. And I've said from the beginning, like, if you make people choose between, being pro Hamas and abandoning Miss Rachel, they're going to choose being pro Hamas. They'll
see,
choose
we have
Hamas
the beloved,
every time.
we have the beloved children's entertainer
who makes my child quiet and happy. Yeah. the lady I put on and it makes my child contented for at least 1 hour so that I can do literally anything else. Or the guy with one blood eye.
They probably had to edit the audio with a filter to take out the sounds of kids crying like at his at the sight of him, at the sight of his face and the sound of his voice.
Yeah.
Even with a normal eye, he's just kind of an unsettling looking dude.
Yeah. He looks like Chud Screech.
Yeah. There's like a, that's pretty good. Yeah. There's like a, just sometimes someone's face is so repellent. You're like, there used to be this Capital One ad that would always come on during football with this stupid looking guy. Uh-huh. And, it was no fault of his own, of course. And I'm sure plenty of people think he's normal looking, but there's just something about his face really got under my skin to the point I'd be watching football. And it just in my head would be like, how fucking dare you put this guy's face on my
face?
Just
think about an ugly
man. It's like when
man.
You hear mouth sounds and you get angry at the person, but for a face.
Mm, speaking of which, I might start eating during this podcast. Okay, I hope you're okay with
Brent,
it.
What's
if you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
What's the guy? What's the football ex-punter guy that always does like shirtless? Sleepless. Yeah, McAfee. Yeah, that's kind of how I feel whenever he's on the TV.
Yeah, he's annoying.
Like, I don't want. There's no justification. If I haven't like deliberately sought him out for sports content or whatever the fuck that he does, please stop putting him on the television.
You know who's a punter? Well, you're a punter.
Oh, he's a punter.
Right. What does that mean in English?
Doesn't it mean gay?
In England English.
I think it just means like a
gay lord.
I've tried to figure this out many times. It's like someone who, like a patron, like a ticket buyer, like a bettor.
Oh, is that what it means?
For a customer or a client.
Yeah, there you go.
Or someone who places a bet.
Mm. Yeah.
That's what it is. Because punter makes sense, because I feel like I've heard punter, but not in the context of customer or client. Someone who places a bet, yes.
Mm. Yeah. Matt's eating a chocolate donut, by the way.
Yeah, it's the one with the cream inside.
Oh, really? What are those called again? Don't they have a name for those?
Custard filled.
I don't like the filled ones. That's gross.
Oh, I love
it's too much.
Fill a donut.
I like the fried dough. I don't need the frosting stuff.
It's the frosting on the inside. Hey, we all white on the inside. What's in the news?
There was a crypto scam involving a 200-year-old tortoise.
Well,
hell yeah!
Now you're speaking my language.
Yeah, world's oldest tortoise caught in viral crypto death scam.
Damn, it's like the Hock-Chua girl.
Mm-hmm. At 194 years old, Jonathan the Giant Tortoise was a youngster when Queen Victoria ascended to the throne, and has now lived long enough to fall victim to a crypto scam.
You know that turtle racist as hell.
News outlets, including the BBC Daily Mail and USA Today, falsely reported his death after an X account posing as Jonathan's vet broke the news. The post, attributed to Joe Hollins, claimed, "Heartbroken to share that our beloved Jonathan, the world's oldest living land animal, has passed away today peacefully on St. Helena. As his vet for many years, it was an honor to care for him, hand-feeding bananas, watching him bask in the sun, and marveling at his quiet wisdom. He leaves behind a legacy of resilience and longevity that inspired millions. Rest easy, old friend. You'll be missed more than words can say. Though the post received 2 million views and was reported as fact by the UK's national broadcaster, checks by The Guardian revealed the account was based in Brazil. The real vet, who does not use X, said, "Jonathan the tortoise is very much alive. I believe on X, the person purporting to be me is asking for crypto donations."
I love that. He's very much alive. I don't know how, but somehow this motherfucker is still alive.
In defiance of God.
Yeah, exactly. This abomination still breathes air.
Yeah, in defiance of God and all of his many haters, he steadfastly continues to live.
Was a turtle, so stead slowly.
That's
stead, a good point. Stead slowly.
He's a tortoise. He
Brandon, did you like? Did you like that, Brandon?
That was good.
I think I called you Brandon.
You did.
Yeah, you got that. You're all high on custard now.
Custard. I got that white stuff deep inside my belly.
The imposter was indeed asking for cryptocurrency donations at the time the BBC published. Jonathan, a Seychelles giant tortoise, is the world's oldest known land animal. He has lived on the grounds of the governor's mansion on St. Helena since 1882, when he arrived as a gift to the South Atlantic Island. Man, that's fucked up. You take an animal that lives for 200 years and you make him live on like one of the world's like most notoriously boring islands.
Do turtles get bored?
Yeah, I feel like turtles are notoriously boring.
Yeah.
I guess so.
The whole thing has been slow.
Yeah. Yeah. Nigel Phillips, the governor, was getting ready for bed on Wednesday night when he was inundated with anxious messages. He got up and searched the grounds to check on the tortoise. "Jonathan is asleep under a tree in the paddock," he told The Guardian, adding that the animal was very much alive.
He's like, "No, I understand how this happens. He looks dead, yeah, because he's a fucking tortoise." he doesn't move for months on end, yeah, but when I put the greens in front of him, he still eats it, isn't it? You guys,
this case is still breathing.
There we go. Sometimes that, you know, I wait for someone to join in on a riff.
Well, I didn't know if you're gonna take another bite of your donut.
I finished the donut, you bitch.
Okay. That's good. It's fast.
Yeah, I did it fast.
Don't
tell my wife.
The scam has rocked the community on the small island of approximately 4,440 people, where the tortoise is a local celebrity who has appeared on the reverse of St. Helena's 5p coin.
Wow. That's crazy to be on money and still be alive.
I mean, that's a cool place if you got a tortoise on the money.
Yeah.
Where is St. Helena?
It's in the Caribbean.
Like in the middle of the Atlantic.
Wait, Atlantic, yeah.
Which one is it?
Caribbean.
It's way out in the middle of the Atlantic. It's where they sent Napoleon after.
Oh, that's right. That's the
Elba
first
didn't
one.
Work.
No, like, wait, it's the second one? He died there?
Yeah, they're like, we got to find a shittier, much further away island to send him to. And then that's where St. Helena came in.
Is that what happened to that tortoise?
Yeah, he did some bad shit.
Yeah, he lost
that
Waterloo.
To conquer Europe again.
Yeah. Yeah, the tortoise tried to conquer Europe again.
No, Queen Victoria heard him say "Free Palestine." And,
yeah, and he canceled his ass.
She canceled his ass to a far-flung territory.
That's great.
Philip shed some light on the tortoise's long life. Jonathan's day is mostly spent grazing on grass. One day a week, he is fed fruit, veg, and salad to ensure he gets essential minerals. He has a sweet tooth. Tourists occasionally come to view him, but that is carefully managed to ensure the animals are not stressed. Yeah. Beyond that, there really is not much more to say about his daily routine. Perhaps the simplicity is the key to his longevity. Well, that's fucking boring.
I hate that. Yeah. I mean, if that's the choice, it's like you can live for 194 years, but you have to just stand there.
Yeah, just eating grass and just walking around.
It's funny because they say live fast, die young, live slow, die old. Mm-hmm. It is what a tortoise does.
Well, you know what? That tortoise does a lot. He touches grass.
Yeah, he's still out there in the grass. Yeah, he's not in his basement playing World of Warcraft, trying to sexually harass female gamers. You know, he's not there planning incel attacks on co-eds. He's
not addicted to fentanyl. He just looks like it.
Yeah, yeah. He looks like it, but he's actually very healthy. Good for him. Yeah. Let's make him president. You know?
Gotta be better than what we got.
Oh, yeah. I would love
that. Well, I think it really feels like the main criteria for being elected president is like being proud about never fucking learning anything.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, there's such a large contingent of our country who's like, that's what it means. You don't have to learn shit. You don't have to learn anything, and you could still be successful. And I think tortoises are pretty good examples of that.
Yeah,
he probably doesn't even know he's on St. Helena.
No,
he doesn't know
shit. He probably doesn't even know that trying to conquer Europe again was bad.
Right. All he knows is that black people complain too much because he's racist. Remember, because he's lived a long time, and you honestly you can't expect him to be.
What thoughts do you have, Jonathan the tortoise?
Listen, back in my day, slavery was just something you did.
Oh, okay. Did you have slaves yourself?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. Lots of slaves. They took care of me, and mostly they fed me and flipped me upright when I accidentally got upside down.
Were you flipping upside down a lot back in those days?
Well, I used to be young. I'll just say that. I used to be young, you know. And I said,
much easier to
and now you're middle aged.
No, well, I feel like I thought I was gonna die 100 years ago, but just kept keeping on, and one thing led to another, and black people got the right to vote.
Mm-hmm.
I was against that.
What other developments did you witness?
Well, I saw the beginning of communism.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the end of communism.
Mm.
Towards the end of my life, Israel was created, which was good.
Oh, you're pro-Israel.
Oh, yeah, I'm a Zionist.
Okay.
Yeah. Not because I'm Jewish, although I do have many Jewish turtle friends.
Mm. Mm.
But because we get closer and closer to the day of reckoning.
Mm.
As long as every Jew is moved to Israel against their will or not.
What would you say the most common religion is among other tortoises?
Well, it used to be Zoroastrianism. I'm sorry. I've got a little spinach stuck in my throat.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. Most, must be your one day of the week to eat vegetables.
Most of us, unfortunately, are Muslim. Not me.
When did that happen?
Oh, 70s.
Sure. Yeah, that was the time of
After the Beatles thing went sour with the Hindu stuff and the Krishna stuff, we said, well, what else is Oriental? And so a lot of them went that way. You know what's great about this bit? It's slow.
I was thinking of follow-up questions.
Gives you lots of time to think of how long this
the 200-year-old tortoise.
Yeah. This is like that Mel Brooks bit. Yeah. There it is. Gotta go. One
clop,
step.
Clop, clop.
Two step, three step.
He's still here, but he's walking away very, very slowly.
Five step, six step. Hail Hitler. Seven. This guy's got a lot of weird.
Yeah. I mean, you get a little eccentric in your old age.
I think you do, too.
Yeah, and racist.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
He seemed like he had that pretty early on, though.
Well, this is the time he was born, you know. He's a product of his time. We'll say that.
Yeah.
We'll say
that. We can say that. Yeah.
You got to separate the artist from his shell. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What's in the news?
HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announces launch of the Secretary Kennedy podcast.
Oh, good. More podcasts.
Yeah, good. Everyone wants to hear this guy's voice.
You want to listen to me every day.
The podcast aims to expose lies in American healthcare, lift taboos, and feature conversations with critical thinkers on uncomfortable truths.
The lies in the American healthcare system are, by the way, purely vaccine-based. Blue Shield is good, and so are other private insurers. That's all it's going to be. You know, he's not going to have any real critique, but... it's nice of him to have a podcast.
There's
That's
a teaser.
There's
a teaser. I gotta know what the teaser is.
Oh, all right. Here we go. Here is the teaser to his podcast. What do you think it's called? The Secretary Kennedy podcast?
Yeah.
That sucks. It should be called Being Jewish with Secretary Kennedy.
For decades now, Americans have been told that we should trust the system, but our children are sicker. Chronic diseases explode.
Children are sicker. Listen to you.
And the answers that we've been given aren't working. Many of us have come to the conclusion that government actually lies to us. I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr., your HHS secretary. This podcast is about telling the truth, especially when it's uncomfortable.
Motherfucker said especially?
He said especially.
This motherfucker said especially. He is a Kennedy.
What is the point of going to all those fucking expensive schools?
What's the point of accidentally killing various hookers or whatever and getting away with it if you're going to say especially?
I'm going to have fearless conversations with critical thinkers, including independent doctors, respected scientists, and leaders in medical innovation and research. I'm going to ask the questions and lift the taboos and expose the hypocrisy and the conflicts and the corruption.
But don't you have job to do?
Yeah, aren't you in government?
Aren't
now?
You in government to do job that you're doing? This is, I mean, maybe
they're... We're on like over a decade now of like all these freaks getting put into office and then acting like they don't have any power to do anything.
Right. Yes.
And also of like
Kash Patel being like, someone should investigate this.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, bro, you couldn't even find Savannah Guthrie's mom. What happened with that, by the way?
Oh, yeah. What did happen with that? Doesn't matter.
She's still gone.
Moving on.
She's out there. I think she's with the tortoise.
Yo, there's still 40 more seconds left.
We're going to follow the evidence wherever it leads. And we're going to name the names of the forces that obstruct the path to public health. This isn't going to be about politics. It's about our families, it's about our children, and it's about confronting the spiritual malaise and embracing the truth. If we want a healthy nation, we have to confront the lies that have made us spiritually, morally, and physically sick.
Okay, but... I would... You know, it's good... You have a job...
I mean, hasn't conversations with like critical thinkers been the log line for every single podcast?
And haven't we learned
announced
that
the last 15 years?
Haven't we learned nothing does anything? Like, right. You're just talking. You're just
certainly not podcasts.
What's the point? What is the point? You know what's even worse?
Mm.
Why aren't we millionaires?
Yeah, that's really the root of the question.
Because it's like, okay.
It's because we're eating donuts in the middle of the show.
That's not why. There's other reasons why. And I don't want to name any names of any specific groups, religion. I'm just kidding. No, the reason why is because, well, I don't know the reason why, because we're great. Everyone should love us. But mm-hmm. It's like podcasting has gone from like some dumb, you know, thing that idiots did for fun into this like thing where people think, oh, this is, now I'm hearing philosophy.
Yeah.
And it's like, if the whole
now
point.
Now I'm smart.
It's we're just never going to get to a place of understanding anything ever. And instead, we're just going to continually be like, okay, what if Joe Rogan was president?
But we kind of already tried this. Isn't half the cabinet like podcasters at this point?
They're all podcasters. It was just like Bongino and fucking.
Yeah, but everyone has a podcast.
Bongino lasted what? 8 months?
8 months. And then he was like, I miss my wife.
He was like, this is too hard.
This is too hard. They won't let me do any of the things I wanted to do.
Which is podcast and not leave my house.
Yeah, it is. It is. I got to say, it really does make you wonder what kind of disincentives there are against like talking about the Epstein stuff. Like when you're like in power and you can now do the thing that you've always wanted to do. And then someone's just like, nah.
Well, their whole thing was like, someone's got to release all the information.
And then as soon as that information,
they got there and they're like, okay, we released all the information. I don't.
Well, no, they didn't. I mean, they still have not released the information. There's still a bunch of Epstein files that have yet to come out. And it's like,
seems like there's more than enough that was, you know.
Oh, that's a good. Okay, that's also a good point. That's also a good point, which is like, okay, once we get that information out there, but it's like the people in charge of prosecuting it are just like, well, we're kind of not allowed to.
Yeah.
Well, what's the point of you then? What's the point of any of this? Just to get more listeners on a podcast?
It harkens back to a simpler time when we thought like being like exposed with credible evidence that you were a pedophile was like disqualifying. But
this is why I hated the Black Klansman.
Mm.
Remember it ends, the Black Klansman ends with the police arresting the bad police because the bad police admitted to being racist out loud.
Yeah, and they're like they caught him
arrest him.
They caught him on tape. Yeah, it was like a very Scooby-Doo ending. It was like Zootopia where she had the pen shaped like the carrot where she caught the mayor saying, you know, bad stuff on tape.
This was like, this used to be the Deus Ex Machina that we were like, well, nothing, you know, nothing sterilizes more than sunlight or whatever the fuck that statement is.
Sunlight's the best disinfectant.
Yeah, that's the one. And then it's just like, oh no, the sunlight is there and it just kind of like, the rot just stays rotted and it's getting worse. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh no, the sunlight has instead made this carcass smell.
Yeah, we forgot about the last thing rotting because there's so many new things rotting.
And right,
exactly. We have too much ADD to focus on one rotting thing at a time.
Yeah, the sunlight is actually made the tater salad toxic, you know?
Yeah, don't eat that.
I'm not going to eat it.
I think you would.
What else does Kennedy have to say? It's crazy. We only listen to 20 more seconds of it, and every second feels like three. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Time for half measures is now over. We're launching a new era of radical transparency in government here at HHS. I hope you'll join us in our mission to make America healthy again.
Follow us on all your podcast apps.
This is crazy. Why?
There's no reason for this man to have a podcast.
I mean,
what does he need to? He needs to expand his platform as like one of the most powerful officials in government.
His message hasn't been getting out there enough, so now he's going to take it directly to you with a fireside chat of sorts.
Right, but it's like, motherfucker, listen to your voice.
I have a question. This is I swear this is an honest question.
Okay,
when anti-vax people say do your research,
yeah.
I always wonder what they mean.
Right.
Because
Google
I'm like, yeah, if I Google like anti-vax movement, I see that it was started by a guy who later retracted his paper and was had his medical license taken away.
Right.
So.
Well, but you got to do even more research than that until your bias is confirmed.
I think they're doing what all of us are doing, which is like half remembering a thing that the algorithm fed us. And they're just like, hey, go find that. Because listen, I can't find it. Nothing. You can't find anything anymore. But you, maybe you could.
Yeah.
I don't know how to use computer.
Do your research. And then when you find something that, you know, fits with your worldview, could you post it so that I could do my research?
Bookmark that and send it to me,
please. Could you email me that link? Because I'm having trouble. No, it is all just like different. It's just confirmation bias. Do your research just means like, and you know, it's with, you can pretty much Google anything and find what you're looking for. It's like, I want to find someone. Yeah, you can say, I want to find someone who died from taking the fucking Hep B vaccine. You can find that. Of course you can. You know what I mean? So it's just, you just, you're just, it's just confirmation bias. That's all it is. That's all they're doing. Do your research. It just means that. And it's like annoying too, because it's like, you know, there is utility to being able to have this information at your fingertips. You actually can find out things. But it takes like you being open-minded and having like the ability to discern fact from fiction.
Yeah, it's not just saying, hey, I think a thing and I'm pretty sure I could find something that'll justify it. And if I can't, you do it for me.
You have to be a critical thinker in order to do your research effectively. But, you know, you should, people should say to people, do your research about this stuff. But now it's like they've poisoned the idea of it. It's great. That's why, you know, you have a bunch of liberals who are just like, no, don't do your research. Trust experts. And it's just like, okay, depends. Some of your experts are paid shills for whatever lobby they're working for. And some of your experts are actual experts. You know, that's just how it works. What is this? You just sent me this. Jenkins.
Yeah. It's our new, we have a new talking points among the Democrats.
Oh, thank God.
They figured it out how to win this one.
All right, let's see. People are going to love this, I'm sure.
According to Chairman Kane, but you mentioned the 8 previous conflicts that Trump tackled. So Democrats are already saying that this is taco. Trump always chickens out. Let me give you another acronym. Nacho. Never avoids confronting hard obstacles. And
Nacho.
That's exactly what President Trump did.
I'm hungry.
He went in.
I know,
we
were like,
sorry, that was, this is the Fox and Friends guy. I screwed that up. That's not the DNC
guy. Because I was going to say, I don't know what you're talking about. nachos sounds pretty good. I want to eat nachos now. Wait, what's the clip you want me to?
No, that was it. Yeah, never avoids confronting, because we got taco and now they got nacho. All the Mexican food is being torn apart down the middle, it sounds like.
Knock knock,
who's there?
Nacho
who?
Not your business whether or not we decide to tackle the obstacles that are in front of us, but we are going to, and we've succeeded.
Okay.
I just came up with
Let's
that.
Let's just spend the rest of the time coming up with acronyms.
Mexican. Yeah.
Quesadilla.
Uh-huh. Questions.
Maybe let's come back. Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
Questions, university educated
students.
Mm-hmm. Wait, no, you went to S?
Q-U-E. Oh, sorry, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right.
You said educated.
Okay, you're right.
Question?
But you said students.
Students.
I was looking for a D.
Quesadilla.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, God.
I was jumping ahead.
You know what? Maybe. maybe
I'm having a stroke.
Let's leave this to me, guys.
Okay.
Let's leave this to me. All right. Tamales. Trump always makes a loser everyone says. All right, here's another one.
That was better. It was better than what we got.
Pozole.
Okay.
People overzealous of literal excitement. Oh, that one doesn't work. Okay, I'll do another one. Tostada.
Tostada. Wow.
Whoa, Jinx, you owe me a tostada. You do it.
Tariffs overstimulate Tammany.
Tammany. Tammany, awareness. Always do another soldier.
Okay.
Just gotta go for it.
Cheesy gordita crunch.
Oh, I guess it's too many. It's too many. I'll do tortas. Trump. Oh. Trump octopus. Random Trump. Anyway, so. flautas. For love, always under Trump and stupid. Equality loves Octagon. Trump evil.
Oh, Lotte. He's doing Lotte. That hurt me. That hurt me the most since you said high fructose corn stupid. Like, every once in a while I'll just be somewhere and I've you spitting high fructose corn stupid.
Was that me as Eminem?
Yeah. Donald's hot, Melania's not.
Yeah. Yeah. That's an awful hot coffee pot. Should I drop it on Taco Trump? Probably not. Donald Trump always. I can't. I can't anymore. Oh, man. Yeah. So Trump always chickens out. Or Trump nachos. Either way.
Yeah.
Either way.
Tacos versus nachos.
Yes, that's right. The two genders. The two genders. All right. What's the last thing in the news?
We got more stuff in the news. I wanted you guys to see the drama, but I don't know if I can get you to the theater.
You can't get me to the theater.
Why not?
Is it streaming?
No, not yet.
I think it's
got Zendaya.
I know.
I have a hard time with Zendaya. It's got we can like choose as a culture to say that it's Zendaya, can't we? Like, doesn't that sound better to you?
Yeah, Zendaya is I naturally want to say that. But wait, who else? It's also got the Haim.
Robert Pattinson. Yeah,
and got Haim in it.
Haim, yeah, Alana Haim. She's very good. She made me laugh pretty much every time she's on screen.
That's
good.
I like her.
Yeah,
she's.
No one looks like her.
Yeah, she's like she's really Jewy looking, and I don't mean that as like a anti-Semitic thing. It's just like, you know, it's rare that someone is just like young. Bubby coded, you know. She young Bubby would be a great rap name for her.
Yeah, I do like that. Y-U-N-G.
And you know what's super annoying is whenever like anyone like her or whenever she's brought up, there's always this like, you know, annoying strain of like online stans who are just like, oh, she's a Zionist. And I'm just like, yeah, she probably is. But like, credit where credit is due, all the Haim girls have kept their mouths fucking shut for 2 years. Mm. So whether or not they're Zionists is a mystery, you know. And I have a high suspicion that they are the reason that they're silent is because they're like, fuck that. I am not for this.
That's my guess. But people
Which
are very
good.
Yeah, that's good. People are, I mean, I don't know any of that for sure, but my whole thing is like, hey, if you're you know, if you're for this or you're for, you know, pro Israel or whatnot, and you decide to just not say a goddamn word,
you have to respect it. You have to respect it at least as like a strategic decision.
It's the least you can do is shut your you know, pig mouth. You know, if you're going to be a pig, at least, you know, keep your oinking to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Who knows about her? All I know is I like her. She was in she was in Licorice Pizza.
I like her too. It's got Robert Pattinson in there.
Yeah, that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got Zendaya.
I like the fact that he has such a good jawline that it sort of like it cancels out some of the rest of his face.
What does that mean? What's wrong with the rest of his face?
He's kind of like, I was watching it, I was like, man, God, look at that jawline. But then when you see him from the front view, he's kind of got this like nose and mouth that just looks like he kind of got smashed in the kind of looks like he got smashed in the middle of the face. Like his nose is sort of smushed and then his teeth. I like that there was people with jacked up teeth in that movie. I think that's like the last frontier of authenticity.
In the drama, there's jacked up teeth?
Well, just Robert Pattinson and Alana Haim. Haim?
Haim.
I want to say Haim.
It's Haim.
I don't know if that's racist.
No, it's Haim.
Or accurate.
Okay. You mean with a huh or with a...
I don't know. Haim. Well, when I say Haim, I would naturally Haim. Want to say Haim.
Haim.
Okay.
Yeah. It's Haim. Yeah.
Anyway.
Like Mayim. Speaking of pigs who won't shut the fuck up.
Oh, Blossom?
Yeah, Blossom. See, she's a pig who won't shut the fuck up, but, you know...
I am glad to be not aware of that.
Oh, God. You don't know about that?
She's like a hardcore Zionist.
Zionist. She was promoting a book called, like, Under the Iron Dome. It was a children's book.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I was just like, yeah, that's fun. We all love that.
What is the point of
support
that?
Support us or the child dies.
Okay. I was wondering what the upside is. Is it like to like underline the peril with
yes,
which they're
it's
living?
To underline the peril. And it's like, without your support, this child gets it. You know? And it's like, or you could not do apartheid and stop threatening your neighbors at every turn. Nope. You're going to kill the kid if you start doing AOC stuff.
Point being, Alana Haim has her regular teeth, and I think it's very brave, and so does Robert Pattinson.
More regular teeth, I say. I'm so done with veneers. Oh,
I'm so done with it, bro.
I sent you guys the Chet Hanks video, right?
Oh, man. You did, but I had already seen it. It's the...
I don't know if he's still in Colombia. Like, I have mixed feelings about Chet Hanks, like, becoming
Wait, are you talking about the Wigger video?
Yeah, the Wigger one.
That is so funny.
I got to give him credit for the concept
he's
there.
He's funny. Yeah. And it's like the text.
He had that random appearance on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
He did?
Which was very, yeah.
Oh, I never saw that.
He was in one episode. And he was very funny.
Did he play Chet Hanks?
No.
Oh, wow.
He was like wasn't he a valet at the...
Oh, that's
hilarious. I don't think we should be too surprised that he can act. He definitely seems like...
Yeah,
I feel like every high school has at least one Chet Hayes where it's like they're very entertaining and you kind of like want to be entertained by them, but it's always balanced against... not wanting like to them to call you or, you know, to be part of their chaos.
Yeah.
He seems like he has a very chaotic existence.
Well, sure. Sure.
But anyway, I brought him up because he has the insane veneers now. Like the Wigger video was funny. I think it was like he was doing the Goo Goo Dolls iris meme, which was like, Dad, what was it like when you were a Wigger or something like that?
Right, it's supposed to be, what was it like, you know, what were you like in the 90s? And this
one
was
the meme.
Yeah, what were you like in your Wigger days?
I think it was Unk, what were you like in your Wigger days?
And,
yes.
Yeah.
Which, every time I say the word now, it's like, I do want to say W word. And I'm trying to fight against that, in the cop in my mind, but it does feel bad.
It feels bad. bad, and yet it's so descriptive.
It is perfect. I know exactly what everyone's talking about, and it's
Want to say it. I understand.
And
why
it's all due respect, and it's all due respect. And then it's supposed to cut to you pictures of you as a child or whatever, and instead it just cuts to him in the exact same room, in the exact same position, just staring at the camera.
I believe there's no cut at all. He just keeps the camera on himself, right?
There's a cut. There's a jump cut to him, you know, because he's laughing about it, and then cut to, and it's just him just staring at the camera. Joke being that he is still in his W word days.
That's right, yeah. But he also has the gigantic chiclet teeth. I don't know if he got those in Colombia or...
Yeah, I don't know
or
either.
Before... But
he has the
remember that video where he was at the recovery fest in like Winnipeg or somewhere,
oh,
and he would just start.
Awesome.
They tried to pull him off the stage because he just kept swearing at the audience and doing push-ups.
That was awesome. God, he's so cool. Are you guys on Nextdoor?
I have dabbled. I don't want to do it in my own neighborhood because I don't want to know that much about my neighbors.
Did I talk about the Nextdoor post about the guy in my town who died and where the comments went?
No.
Oh yeah. So, it started as like, hey, what were all those sirens about? And then it was like, someone was in the comments like, hey, I'm sorry to announce that, you know, so-and-so passed away. He was 85. He was a pillar of the community. He was involved in city government and coached peewee soccer and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of one of those type of things. And then the first reply was like, it's crazy how many people have been dying since the vaccine went out.
I love it. I love it.
So it was a literal vaxxed?
Yeah.
I love
it. Vaxxed ?
I'll just go on the Nextdoor because it's just like, you know, I'm not on Facebook anymore.
Mm.
And this is
you wanted to replace it with something even worse.
Yeah. Yeah. It just like I'm not used to this demographic of posters.
Mm.
And it's like the shit that they are posting. It's like, you know, because a lot of like KTLA 5 news, you know, will publish stuff. So under every news item is just like 1,000 boomers going, no kings, more like no jobs. And I just love it. I just like, yeah, more of these guys, you know?
You want more of that? Okay.
All right. This is Stephen McCarthy from Los Feliz.
I actually am back on Facebook, and it's been kind of entertaining. And the reason is because just for Marketplace, because there's just always so many interesting things on Marketplace. I found like $1,000 guitar that some guy was selling for like $250, and so I flipped it and made money, and that was really fun.
Nice.
Like, I'm gonna keep doing this, and so I found a bunch. But anyway, that was like my serious reason. But now I just go on there and I'm like, this is incredible.
It's
there's just the mental illness on display is just so interesting. But sorry to interrupt.
No, and the weird thing is you know, I barely use it except for I get a trending on Nextdoor email like every day. Mm-hmm. And, yes. And every time I'm about to unsubscribe, I have to click the post in order to do it. And then I see a post and I end up reading it instead of doing unsubscribe, you know? So it's just like, here's one. I love supporting local businesses. Sadly, I was just scammed by one who listed his services here. Taylor Ward of Clear Garage. He requested 450 deposits to clean out our garage, and I signed what I see now is a not exactly legal contract. Who are you talking to? Right. Who are we? You know, it's just, but they're just talking. They're just everyone's journaling. You know what I mean?
Yeah, everyone is journaling.
The municipal water district sent out a bill, and there was an insert in the bill that's like, hey, we've partnered with this company to offer insurance if your water main goes, because like it was basically explaining that the line that goes from the street to your house at a certain point, they draw the line and that's your problem. And if like the water breaks there, like you're fucked. The city's not going to help you. And it's like, For a $2 surcharge, you can get the insurance. It's like, okay, fine. Like, maybe this is bullshit, but it's like, for $2, I don't want to, you know, find out I'm wrong.
Man found dead. Sorry, go ahead.
No, and then it was like, scam alert.
I love it. They got the fucking the sirens in the post.
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody's doing Drudge from 10 years ago.
Man found dead in tent near LA River days after Fox 11 report on drug safety concerns. And
wow. Unbelievable. At a time like this.
Karen Bass says this is okay.
I love that the implication is that there was a report that revealed that there are dangers to drugs.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. How could they do this after watching that?
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently.
I am tempted to go on next door because one of my neighbors, like two streets over, I was jogging the other day and I saw cops on the street. There's two cop cars on the street. And they were talking like they were game planning. Mm-hmm. And then they pulled up to this house that was like, I don't know, two doors down from where they were talking. Mm-hmm. And they had gone inside. I don't know what the two cops went inside this house. And this was like a week and a half ago. I have not seen those neighbors at all. They've disappeared. Like they were always like, you know, in the yard playing or stuff. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they got killed, if this is going to be like a true crime situation.
Just,
but I'll probably never find out.
Just forget about it. Forget. Yeah. Hold on. Just a couple more posts.
Okay.
From KTLA 5 News. Activists say teenager's shin was broken during arrest at No Kings protests. Every top comment, and I'll read all of the top ones. Next time, stay home. Yes, next time, stay home. You'll be safe. Throwing chunks of concrete is not protest. He was already paid by Soros. I am not surprised. Fafo. I mean, I just like, you know, it's like you get this. Okay, you know what I'm realizing? This is what I'm realizing. I'm like, why? Why do I give a shit about this? You know why? Because at this point, I have fond memories of the days when those comments were made by real people and not by fucking bot checkmark goons that Elon has created.
Account in Zimbabwe.
Yes. No, these are actual like people, and it's not, even though their views are abhorrent, I'm just glad that they're not part of a psyop. They are just victims of one.
And it's nice to know.
And it's people. I don't know. It's I yearn for the days when
take some comfort in
Yeah, mm-hmm. I guess so. It's just like, yeah, man, say some crazy shit about a teen who was hurt by the cops. You know? Fine, do it. Let's see. Top post. Ooh, all right, here's a not from the news. This is great. Oh, I love Nextdoor. Oh, it was deleted. God damn it. All right, I'll read you what I can of it. This male yelled and harassed me in front of my two young children today. And it's just a picture of a man. I wish I could read more. I wish I could read more. Dave and Buster's in Hollywood among dozens of business close to vermin.
I'm sorry. I to borrow a term from Felix on Chapo, Nextdoor is populated by people who draw aggro wherever they go.
Yeah.
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 Because there was one yesterday, it was like, this guy swung his bag of groceries at me and hit me. And I'm like, how the fuck do you get in a situation
where someone is
swinging a bag of groceries at you?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Why is that person so mad? What did you do?
It's populated by people who you like are different versions of the people you know in real life who keep getting into end of friendship fights with everyone around them.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, oh, yeah, this is you, dog. Anyways, not us, though. We're smart and we're above it all.
Mm-hmm.
That's been a podcast, guys.
Not us.
Yeah.
You'll never see us on Nextdoor.
That's right.
Couldn't be us.
Yeah. Never us. That's been a podcast, guys. Thank you so much for another lovely podcast day. patreon.com/rockcast@gmail.com for your questions, comments, and concerns. Vince, what is the Google Voice number?
415-275-0030.
Brendan, can you take us on out of this motherfucker?
frockcastbrendan@gmail.com if you want to email me directly, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And until next week, good night and good chins.